Just go down to the end of Revelation. I think of him as a faithful witness. We have two other expressions where that's in. I'm going to pass that. I want to simply go to the end now, where the promise is given to us of his coming. And we're reminded of that. And chapter 22. So he speaks here in verse 12. Just quote those, get those verses. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Now here his coming is in connection with the awards are with me. So that will be that time when he comes, when he takes us home to glory. For us it will be the time when he will appraise, when the works, he will give the awards, as it says here, reward is unto according to his work shall be, according to his work, each servant. So we wait for that time when he comes and takes us home. We don't get our awards here now. We don't want our praise here now, recognition. We leave that to the time when he comes. And further, he encourages then, blessed are they that do his commandments and the promises that he gives. But then he goes on to say again, I, Jesus, verse 16, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, and the bright and morning star, and the spirit of the bride say, come. Now notice again, when do we find the spirit now and the bride responding? It is when the Lord presents himself, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. It's in the assemblies where he has declared these great things. It says, as it were, how shall I hide the things that I will do? That which he had in mind, that's what he told Abraham. What shall I hide from him? That which is in store. And he showed them what would take place in Sodom and Gomorrah, the judgments that would come. But Abraham wasn't part of this. But he takes us into the intimate relationship with himself to share with us all that God is doing, what the Lord is doing. And it's here he's left his assembly, here in this world, to be the witness, the living witness, during the time of his rejection. Now, that bear witness by their separation from this world, and by their associating with him, owning him, giving him his rightful place, his lordship. But it's also, I think, here the thought in that wondrous relationship into which we've been brought. So they recognize him when it's said here, I am the root and the offspring of David. We've had about David. Well, he is the one that these scriptures all point on to. And the bright and morning star. Who recognizes him as the bright and morning star? It is the redeemed, you and I. Israel, or this world, they're waiting for the Son of Righteousness to rise with healing in his wings. And this world needs healing on every hand. But now to think, the bright and morning star? Peter also says that, speaks of the day star or the morning star, arise in your hearts. That is, not rising on the horizon, but in our hearts. This hope, the blessed hope of his coming, is to be as a present reality to our souls. To think, the one who loved me, the one who came and died for me, he's coming. He's coming for me to take me home. He's not going to send a servant for that mission of taking us home to the Father's house. He's coming himself. He will come to carry us home and bring us there. So when we hear that, when the bright and morning star is presented, who understands that message? Not the world around us. It has no meaning to them. They're waiting the judgments. They're coming. But the Spirit and the bride, they respond and say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. You know, when that cry, I believe, came out in a very remarkable way some 175 years ago, in the hope of the Lord's return, the coming, you know, many took on this. Many believed that message. And that truth was circulated throughout the world. The Lord is coming. And the rapture. And so it is here. Let him that heareth say, come. Enter into that and respond to this. But then there's another thing. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. We've heard of the coming of the Lord. Are you waiting for that? Now it says, whosoever will, there still is available. Let him take water of life freely. No price to pay. All has been paid. Receive the message of the coming of our Lord and be ready and prepared for it. For he says, I testify to every man that heareth the words of this prophecy of this book. If any man shall add anything unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the prophecy of this, the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city from the things which are written in this book. But then what a conclusion. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. And the response, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.